Welcome back. This is Jesse Gilbert, aka General Hakan, aka the Alpha Cyberwolf, with a little bit more information about Brainstorm Pro. So, yeah. In case you're curious about me and my real circumstances, I currently am supported by my parents and family, even though I have well over $100 million in intellectual property assets. The economy is that twisted and that warped that I cannot actualize actual money to spend due to my political stance against fraud, hardcore fraud, and the ultimate in dishonest banking, an ultimate and dishonest scales of quote-unquote justice, which is what's going on in America. So yeah, you are not dealing with a superficial big baller rolling in some fucking obsolete piece of shit. Whatever. Tesla. No, you're talking to the Alpha Cyberwolf, and this is a bootstrapped business to one of the things we're doing is we're making better electric vehicles than Tesla with the canine theme that can also fly. Yeah, it's the VTOL market brand. The WOWs can take you up to, like, you know, the stratosphere. And you can use the Superglide SX cruise feature to navigate to your destination with the OWL intelligence built in. And then it's not going to require much fuel at all. This can all be done with electricity. And potentially, yeah, maybe even helium to bring you up to altitude. Who knows? But the logistics are sound. The brand is the key. And the WOWs can handle all weather conditions, cold weather, hot weather. Your personal luxury aircraft. Yeah, look at the design. Check out the little nose foil on the vehicle brands. This thing's made to be a jet. And if any of the FAA or any of those motherfuckers in the government try to radio to you to pull the fuck over so that we can kill you for vampires, we're going to have special systems there to cyber attack them and pump them. Pump them full of 400. Not 4,000. Well, I think you could knock out an F-35 with, like, let's just say 420 rounds of Alpha Cyberwolf pneumatic lead. Yeah, we'll have strafing pneumatic weapons to take them out in aerial combat. We're not bowing down to the FAA. This is superior aerospace technology to them white trash honkies. Still marketing those obsolete F-35s and charging U.S. taxpayers like $100 billion per... exaggeration? I don't know. It's like... I don't know how much they cost. They're at least $500 million each with, like, probably a $100 million per year maintenance plan. And the cannabis-themed WOWs brand is just clearly superior to the Raptor and the F-35. And no matter how much they try to deny fair publicity or fair market value, one way or the other, the WOWs are going to get their fair market share in the aerospace game. So if you're an early investor, and yeah, I don't think I can put this on Kickstarter. I don't think those little faggots would let this thing ride. You know, it's just a little too masculine for them. It has to be done. I only want quality with a K, customers with a K, clients with a K, for this cute with a K, canine with a K, brand of the future. So we have the K9 W class, we have the K9 B class for bitches, and yes, the one click in vehicle, exterior palette changes, a new materialism every day of the year. And the K9P pack class vehicles. Whatever type of canine you are, there's potentially a canine pack class vehicle for you. If you identify with pit bulls, we can make the pit bull vehicle. If you like poodles, I do not like poodles. Poodles are okay. They're not the worst. You can get the poodle vehicle, the canine peepee. What else? The Schnauzer, we can design them long-nosed electric vehicles. These are boutique. I want quality. Customers and clients for quality with a K over quantity with a K, with a KQ. That's all for now. Stay tuned.